The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Six Nations getting underway. France travelling to Belfast. Ireland hosting them in the opening game, 1 o'clock tomorrow. With me to discuss, Alison Miller, former Irish international, as is Anna Capeless. Anna and Alison, you're both very welcome. I mean, when you look at the previous fixtures between these teams and the results of it, Alison, France are one of the stronger teams in world rugby. But how much confidence will the Ireland team have taken from the November internationals?
Yeah, definitely. I think France are, look, they're a brilliant team. But if you look at the WXV results in November, Ireland had better results. France struggled. They actually, you know, lost to New Zealand and Canada, where Ireland, obviously, you know, that landmark victory against New Zealand, beat the USA and narrowly losing to Canada. So, like, if you're looking at it on form, Ireland, I suppose, have better form going into it. But when you're looking at Six Nations kind of history, France would obviously have beaten Ireland so many more times than we've beaten them. But I think the fact that we have them at home, it's interesting to see how Ireland will deal with, I won't say that they're favourites, but the fact that they've followed good form in, it's interesting to see how they'll deal with that, because France will definitely have taken notice of their performances in WXV. But I suppose it's a good thing that we get France first thing off. Mm. They are a brilliant team, huge power up front, brilliant backs, very similar to their men's in kind of how they play and their personnel. But they don't often start very fast and can be inconsistent. So the fact that we have them at home is a huge advantage to really go after them.
Anna, in terms of the, you know, the opening exchanges, maybe the first quarter of the game tomorrow, what would you be looking out for as, you know, positive indicators that this could be Ireland's day?
Yeah, it's a good question, because, you know, it's been a while coming, and I suppose in the excitement of the men's Six Nations is dying down. Like, there's no time to kind of switch off from rugby. So actually, you know, we've already, you know, people who've been following the men's game, you know, will be ready to switch in straight away and, like, looking for this Irish form that Ali is talking about. Like, we haven't had that for a long time, and it will be interesting to see how they'll deal with it. In terms of the first 15 minutes, I don't know. The French are always tricky to work out. I think when we get Dan O'Brien kind of kicking in behind, finding a bit of space, she's such, like, an exciting young player, and she's given Ireland plenty to be excited about in the last, like, since she's kind of come into that jersey. I think a few big moments. I think the Belfast crowd will get into it, like, kind of seeing a few big if away for carries, seeing the young ones kind of dominating the line-out. Maybe there's Ruth Campbell in there, who's been so fiery for, like, interpros and coming into this. She's been, like, biding her time nicely. There's so many good young players there that if they get on a good couple of carries forward, won a few metres, and the Belfast crowd were able to get into it. And, like, as you know, like, rattling France early can really, like,
yeah,
change belief systems in players' minds and in the crowd's mind and in people watching. So, you know, getting under the French skin early in the tournament and early in the game will make for a very exciting day out in Kingspan.
Well, Alison, let's look at it from the other point of view. What would you be worried about tomorrow?
Obviously, you know, they're a hugely physical pack, and they'll come at you in waves and waves, and they also then have a very exciting backline. So there's threats absolutely everywhere. And even in their pack, like, an interesting selection is Serafino Kemba. And I would have last watched her in the Olympic sevens. Now, she has proper pace, like, you know, athletics pace. She's unbelievable. So she's starting at seven. It's not her first time playing for France, but it's her first Six Nations. So, like, even in the pack there, they have pace in their backline. They have huge carriers. You know, Rose Bernadou at tight head is a ferocious player. Bourdouane Sanzou at nine is as good as you'd look at DuPont in the women's game. She's, you know, 67 caps, brings huge experience. So, you know, what we'll be looking for Ireland, which we saw a big improvement over the last year, is their defence, you know, getting up, getting that line speed, you know, without getting too technical, just, you know, erasing that, that gain line, you know, not letting them get over the gain line. And as Anna said, you know, you're looking at, we probably need, you know, Aaron King and Aoife Wafer to be as good as they have been, getting those key turnovers in defence and just not letting them play from turnover ball. They're very dangerous off turnover or, you know, that's my mind here, turnover ball or, you know, backfield kicks. Yeah. They're very, very dangerous. So that's when they can be very dangerous. When we turn over the ball, we're disorganised in defence and then they can have a go. That's what you would be worried about. But counter that, like Anna said, we'll hopefully see, you know, Aoife Wafer making those big, big carries off the scrum like she did in the WXV, you know, finding it really hard to stop her. Aaron King with those carries. But I think the breakdown is going to be key because we have been very good at the breakdown, this Irish team, so far. So getting in there, turning over ball when they are making momentum will be key. I think, as Anna said, our kicking game is going to be important with Dana. Our set piece is really important because they're going to have such a physical scrum. So hopefully we can match them. But look, we've got very dangerous players there. Amy Lee Murphy, Crow, I'm calling her married name is now Costigan. Sorry, Amy Lee. But she is, you know, a huge threat. So if we can dominate physically up front and then be able to move the ball, I think we can have a serious go at them. But like this team is kind of shown how, I suppose, mentally tough and resilient they are. They stated that they'd come third to Six Nations last year and qualify for the World Cup, and they did that. So to me, there's something about them that they're able to find a way. So I think if you're in the game with 60 minutes, like, I'd be, you know, really excited about them getting the victory. Yeah. You know, they've really turned a corner with that, with just their ability to find a way.
Yeah. Well, Anna, let me ask you about that then. If we step back and you look at last year, kind of setting that goal for themselves about kind of World Cup qualification and coming third, and then those good results against New Zealand, good result in November. What will be a successful Six Nations, the sense that the team is still growing? I mean, we've got France this weekend, and I think we're away to Italy and then England at home in week three. So, I mean, when you look back at, when you look at all of that, what would you be hoping for?
I think it's the best chance we've had in a long time of coming second. That hasn't been on the cards for a long time. Like, we've been celebrating coming third for a while. If we could break that this year, that would be a phenomenal outcome. England are too far away yet. Like, there's obviously always a chance, but like, I don't think that's not going to be expected from this Irish team. If they did come third in a World Cup year, alongside pushing France to the line, pushing England to 60, 70 minutes, that would be a successful Six Nations. So as long as they're still, you know, able to get the win like they did last year, so back up last year's performances, come third, push France to the line and potentially, hopefully beat France for in the first kind of big chance we've had in a long time. And then like push England, that would be a great prep coming into this World Cup, would fill them with even more belief, you know, in what they can do.
Well, it is 1 p.m. tomorrow in Belfast, the opening game, Ireland hosting France. Anna Capeless, the former Irish international, Alison Miller, likewise, thank you both very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.